For all the years, yes, at McDonough and when not at McDonough, growing up in Baltimore, my Thanksgivings were characterized by family and food, a little bit of football, and large family. But as I got into high school and then started to go to college, size of my family dwindled, and I found myself being invited to Boston by a dear friend, Joe, and his family for Thanksgivings. And my Thanksgivings became very much about that other family in Boston and my friendship with Joe. Now, Joe and I first became great friends at a summer camp in Maine. And as some of you may or might not know, if you've had a counselor or junior counselor experience in a camp, you get days off and you get to get away from camp. And Joe and I would go to Ogunquit or to Booth Bay Harbor. And on the way, we'd stop for some lunch. And it became apparent to me very early in our friendship that Joe's idiosyncrasies were all focused on food. I don't eat fast food anymore, but used to go to McDonald's and I'd order a quarter pounder with cheese or a Big Mac, and it comes in a flash, hot, right there on the counter. And Joe would order a hamburger on a bun. Plain. No mustard, no ketchup, not a pickle. And the person behind the counter would encourage him. Sir, would you like? No, I want a hamburger. But no, a burger on a bun. And we'd wait 10 minutes at a fast food place for a hamburger. Or maybe Joe and I would go out for some Italian food. Italian food. Veal Parmesan. No Caesar salad, no pasta, ever, nothing. For years, veal Parmesan. Well, when I got to Joe's house for Thanksgiving, we had turkey and dressing and pumpkin pie, and it was delicious, but he ate double stuffed potatoes and chocolate eclairs. That's all he wanted. His mother, Mickey, cooked like that's all he wanted. And those Thanksgivings were wonderful. I'd get to Boston, we'd play a little football on Thursday, we'd go to Joe's house, we'd eat and watch football. Fabulous. Well, I got out of college. As Aaron has pointed out, came back to teach at McDonough. And about my fourth year of teaching, I'm heading back up to Boston. This is like my seventh Thanksgiving with Joe and his family. He's now in the discount designer clothing business. And I get to Boston on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and he says, Johnny, you got to come in to the store. You got to help out. I said, Joe, I've never done any retail. I'm an English teacher. Drama, play, I'll do. He drags me into the store, and I'm doing the thing that, you know, those guys walking around with a smile, pretending like they know what they're doing. Well, shirt, tie, I can't. Finally, this guy comes in, and he walks up to me. I end up selling him two shirts, a couple of ties, and a $400 camel hair jacket. But it needs a little, adjustment. And I take him back into the back room where the tailor, Luigi, is. Luigi's about 5'1". Joe is 5'3". Both of them, 120 pounds soaking wet, right? Luigi's got the Mr. Joe. Hello, Mr. Joe. And Mr. John, Mr. Joe. And I'm meeting Joe, and it's Luigi and me, and I'm having the time of my life. End of the day, I made this big sale. And Joe says to me, by the way, Johnny, we're going to Luigi's for Thanksgiving. I said, what? You're going to Luigi's for Thanksgiving? What about Mickey's double stuffed potatoes and the chocolate? He puts his hands up. Don't say anymore. But Luigi is clearly very proud that his boss and his boss's friend are coming to his house for Thanksgiving. Well, that night, we drive down in North Boston. It is a beautiful night, unseasonably warm in Boston. It's almost 70 degrees around 5 o'clock at night. And we go to this three-story brownstone, and we walk in. And as soon as we walk in, the food starts. And it's antipasta, and it's the prosciutto and the cheese and the vegetables and clams, clams, clams. I couldn't believe it. I'm in heaven. Joe's picking. He's eating. He's a little bit, right? And I can see in his eyes, double stuffed potato. Chocolate eclair. Not to be seen. We eat. People are coming in, food's coming in. People leave the room, the food leaves. It's pasta, it's lamb, it's every seafood you can imagine, and the turkey and the stuffing. We are eating and breaking and talking and laughing. 10 o'clock, we are absolutely stuffed. And Luigi says, you go up on the roof and take a break. A break? Joe and I end up on the roof, and we are just sitting in the chairs and looking out at the moon, and it is gorgeous. We're done. We're laughing at what's going on. And we hear this little voice coming up the steps. Mr. Joe? Mr. Joe? And it's Luigi's grandson. He says, Mr. Joe. His head pops up above the steps. What kind of pizza do you like? Joe looks at me. I'm looking at Joe. Pizza? Pizza? Okay, okay, we're coming down. We come down the steps. We walk back into the room. And Luigi is standing there with Sambuca. I've never seen a glass of Sambuca at this point, right? I've just never had it. I'm not a liqueur kind of a guy. A little bit of amaretto I've smelled, you know? Like, and Joe, not at all. His head goes down. Can't believe he's thinking to himself, I'm going to have to dip. And as he's got his head down, Luigi starts with, and the three flies. And he's got the, you know, boom, 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 the coffee beans. Happiness, health, prosperity. And somehow, in all of that, and the drinking or whatever, Joe never had to drink it. I did. Luigi had plenty. And to this day, when I talk to Joe, he says, I don't remember how I ever avoided it, but I didn't insult Luigi, and I'm just so glad that never happened. I just wish I had a glass here. I'd put four beans in it, one for health, one for happiness, one for prosperity, and one for friendship. Thank you.
John Aaron.